So I walk up to my car. It had been raining all night. Open the door, put my stuff in. Within 10 seconds, I get this real intense itch. Like, you know, you get these itches. There's some itches that can wait. But then there's these itches that you get that cannot wait. You have to reach around or spin your body in a strange way and rub it against a corner or get a coworker, a lover, a friend to scratch it, right? If it's someplace you can't reach it. Well, this was one of those times. Soon as I sat down in the car, I get it. I scratched the itch. Moments later, just over a couple of inches by my ear, I get another itch. Except this time it's way more intense. Well, it wasn't an itch at all. It was the long, steel-like pokey thing. Not talking Pokemon. Pokey thing that mosquitoes have. He was digging it into me. You little devil. You've been waiting in my car all night to attack me. And the moment I get in, you attack. You are crazy. I'm wondering, are mosquitoes just brave or is it purely instinct? Well, think about it. Think about the size of a human being compared to a mosquito. And not only that, the first time my fingers came and swiped at him, swiped him away, well, he turns around and comes right back at me, almost in exactly the same spot. You gotta be running on Red Bull and pure instinct to do that. Because if you had any logic in you, well, we wouldn't attack a creature that is, what, 20 times our size? After he's swinging his hand at us? Have you ever thought about that? You mosquito, you devilish mosquito with a pokey, I don't even know what type of thing it is on your face that you stick into humans. It's made out of diamond. Are a brave soul. Now, I don't know where he's went. I'm still driving in my car and he's nowhere to be found. He hasn't attacked me. He hasn't tried to plunge his device into my flesh again since then. I opened the windows hoping that a gust of wind or some sort of cross draft would suck him out. I think he's gone. But personally, I think that mosquitoes, they have a different type of a vision. They don't really see like us. If you put them in front of a TV during a mosquito broadcast, you wouldn't see a mosquito sit down or stop flapping its wings and start watching. They've got some sort of, I don't know, thermal view or something. Or they could sense through their vision, through their probably million eyes, that there is something that they could bite into that's going to be giving them the lifeblood, the blood of the ages. I don't drink wine. I saw Ed Wood the other day. Ed Wood was the 1994 biographical and probably embellished movie starring Johnny Depp, Martin Landau. It was about the world's worst director, probably of all time. He was voted the worst director of all time. Edward, I think it's Edward E. Wood or Edward J. Wood. Somewhere in the 40s, I think. Maybe 50s. Somewhere on there. Might have even been the 60s, okay? I don't know. I don't remember. That wasn't discussed. But it was a wonderful performance by Johnny Depp. He played the crazy, like, the guy is kind of kooky, cross-dressing director. A little bit out there, as probably we all are in our own way, right? And then Martin Landau played the washed-up, near the end of his career, Bela Lugosi. Bela Lugosi holds something very dear to me. Bela Lugosi, in my language, in Hungarian, is pronounced Bela Lagosi. And the special thing is that he is Hungarian, like me. One of the world's most famous actors of his time, who did horror movies, Bela Lugosi. And Martin Landau did such a good job. Such a good job. That performance by him alone is worth watching that movie. But I was interested in the movie because of the Edward Wood's creativity. Anytime there's a movie about someone who's a creative person, I'm drawn to automatically. I love to see the similarities that I have with them and some of the ways that they created, or some of the ways that drove them to create, that the way that they lived. Very interesting to me. And then, anyway, Martin Landau, Bela Lugosi, was, he talked the whole movie like the Frankenstein. And even when he was washed up at Halloween, when the kids came to their door, he would dress up in his cape and scare the living bejesus out of them. He always talked like this. And he made several references to being Hungarian. It was a treat. It was a treat. I stayed up late to watch that. So if you get a chance, check out Ed Wood, starring Johnny Depp. Tim Burton was involved in making it, so you can imagine some of the style of the movie. It was shot totally in black and white, baby. Very artistic. And don't forget to watch it and then let me know what you thought about it. You could contact me on my Twitter handle. My Twitter handle is the @ABERTHATHAZI. Pardon me. Thanks for listening to the From the Hip podcast. Appreciate you. Have a great day.